Introducing new Moth Be Gone. Welcome back to WETT The Splash, the home of all your naughty little secrets.
We are live from the scene of the accident, and the death toll has climbed to a staggering rate.
Do you have problems on the back nine?
Yes.
Well, I've got problems with the scale, okay? Out here playing golf,
yeah,
and cheating on your wife and pretending like you didn't hit that shit into the woods.
No.
Your boy is just apneaing, like, while he's awake. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I go to put my socks on every day. It's like a pep talk. But I'll tell you I'll tell you what. If I don't lose 10% of my life, of all this fat, I'm going
to
lose my life. But
you need to go
that's
call
not a
doctor.
Guarantee. But you know what is a guarantee?
I'll
get you 10%
bills?
Off at Back 9 Problems with promo code THICKNESS, all lowercase.
Sir, I think you need to go to the hospital.
Which is crazy because I'm living a very uppercase life right now.
Does anybody have 911?
You know what I'm saying? I think the light is coming so fast.
Does anybody have a cell phone?
It's almost like I'm standing in front of a train. And it's beautiful. I just have a cheeseburger in one hand and my dick in the other.
I'm mildly uncomfortable.
Back 9 promo code THICKNESS, all lowercase letters, 10% off. Trademark. All right, we're back, folks. We did it. Into that dark, cute, beautiful.
I don't know where that was going. But I went with it.
Went to a sad place. Went to a sad place. That's where we've been.
Yes.
Just in sad yes. place. Bro, I got my sleep apnea shit. I'm just going to start with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fucking die.
No, you're not.
I'm going to say it on the air right now.
I was like, almost cough my brains out. No, you're not.
To my niece. When you hear this episode.
No, dude.
I think you need to
shut the fuck up, bro.
Just understand that I love you. All right. And that one trip that your mom took you to Disneyland was probably paid for with the money from me dying. All right. So I hope you weren't a total piece of shit on that trip. I hope you really enjoyed it. Because that's all that's left to your uncle.
Hope you weren't a spoiled brat.
Yeah. That's all that's left to your uncle was that trip. So let's hope that you did it right. Nah. I got some fat news.
You better fucking Michael it from GTA and just fake your death.
Oh, yeah.
And just in reality be a different person.
I thought about that quite a few times. But, I got some real fat news. Like, I did a new sleep apnea test, and I more than doubled my high score.
Jesus.
Which is not great.
No.
You know, there's people who have sleep apnea worse than me still.
Mm-hmm.
Thank Christ, you know. But I finally got to see death in front of me for the first time.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to like as like a boo-hoo or morbid thing. I mean this more of like a life realization thing. Like, this is the first time I've ever been like, oh, it can be here. Like, it's not like this I'm special and just get to be fat
and not care. Door. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, no, there's real consequences. And even though, you know, you look at those like 600-pound people that somehow live into their 50s or 60s, I'm not going to be one of them if I stay this big. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to be one of those fat people that dies in their mid-30s.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, I've been being less fat lately.
Yeah.
I'm on day 10. I'm fasting every day again.
Yeah,
I'm
working
out at
Taking
the work.
Taking it seriously. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, working out every day at the work.
You can do it.
I'm not, you know, it got pretty dark there for a minute. I think I let a lot of things come around me that were bad and push me down, and I just didn't care anymore.
You felt no reason to take care of yourself.
And you know, it's crazy because, like, you know, I talked about the last time Mike was on, like, how I had pissed myself, like, because my brain was like, pee, and my body was like, let him die. Well, it started happening more, and I was just like, oh, well, this has got to be the last stage, right? If you're at the stage where your mind, your body and brain are no longer collaborating when you're suffocating, there's not a stage after that, right? I think that stage is death. So as far as I'm concerned, I got to the last stage of sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Like, that's as bad as it gets. Like, feeling like you haven't slept in months, you know, not being excited for bed, you know, when you're super tired and you look at your bed like, I don't want to do this. Like, it's just going to be worse. Like, I could stay, if I could stay awake all day, every day, it'd be better for my heart.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude, I read the test, like, I had to look up some words, right? So, One of the things they look for is how many times your dick gets hard.
What the fuck?
From having sleep apnea.
What the
fuck? I don't know. If a doctor ever hears this, they're going to know what I'm talking about, I'm assuming.
Sure, I hope.
But one of them,
or
like...
Or you're getting finessed.
Yeah, dude. Right? Because they're, like, they're counting, like, half apneas, where, like... You're, what? Like, it's called, like, a hypopnea or hypopnea.
There's a point system?
Yeah. It's a... What the fuck? Air blockage.
Okay.
So, like, there's, like, a half where you're taking in about 30% of air.
Mm, okay.
Then there's a full where you're taking in no air. And I got a combination of 112 per hour.
Wow.
So twice a minute, wow, my body tries to die.
Yeah.
Not only that, the record is 55 seconds of no breathing.
Damn.
Which means I'm really going for it. My heart rate goes from 30 to 120.
That's as high as you've gone without breathing?
When I did the test, yeah.
55 seconds?
55 seconds going without breathing. More than once during the test.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that little half apneas, I do those a fuck ton. And then actual apneas, not as many, which is good.
Uh-huh.
But, like, it is, like some real, like, oh, turn it around now, use your machine, lose some weight, or goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, there's no more pep talks. There's no more, you're going to be all right. It's like, no. This is it for you. Uh-huh. So, you have a choice. Do you want to live or not?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, I've been fasting every day. I've been working out every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on day 10, you know, counting out loud until I get to 21.
Yeah.
You know? And if anybody else is fat, I mean, here's your fucking inspiration, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a hard part is, like, feeling like you're suffering alone. And I think if you hear this and you wanted to work out or change anything about yourself and you're worried about whether or not somebody else is suffering, just know I'm right here with you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Or lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right fucking here. Don't worry about it. We'll get through it.
Yeah, dude.
Keep putting your fucking head down.
Word.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. What a weird fucking... That news will get you going, though.
Mm-hmm.
When you read that shit and you're like, oh, I'm fucking... Wow.
Yeah, Jesus. I bet.
Like, how...
Yeah, you know...
And, like, what is it about that my brain is retarded and doesn't know how to breathe while I'm sleeping?
It's not that. It's not retarded.
Well, here's the thing, right? I could sit like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine. Right, I mean, I'm fat, but I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
My heart rate's not escalating. I'm not randomly choking on the air, forgetting to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just right here. I can fall asleep like this, and then all of a sudden I don't know how to fucking breathe anymore. Like, what kind of retarded...
Mm.
That's stupid. Like, why is it that...
I hear what you're saying, like, yeah.
I could tilt my head back all the way to where my, you know, where the back of my head is touching my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I could breathe and talk perfectly fine.
Mm.
But if I do that with my eyes closed, I'm not thinking about it. All of a sudden, I start choking the fucking death.
You don't have an autopilot, you know?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
You can't go into standby.
Yeah, dude. Like, what kind of dumb shit? Somebody needs to fix the machine. Like,
don't put
a machine on my face that puts air in it.
Mm.
Figure out why that's not working. Why is autopilot not working? Is it a brain chemical? You know, what is it that... You can sit here and for the most part, like, you manually breathe sometimes almost once or twice a day.
Yeah.
That you actually manually breathe where you have to think about it. You can't stop thinking about it for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you're almost always on autopilot breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like blinking.
Honestly.
How often do you think about blinking and then once you think about it, you have to do it?
Yeah. Constantly. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like I autopilot all the time. I autopilot while I'm driving sometimes. Mm-hmm. Holy fuck, did I just get like 3 miles? Because I don't remember any of that.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last 4 traffic signals, and I'm in a different lane.
Yeah, that's fair.
The fuck did I get over
here? Space the fuck out.
Yeah.
All the time, too. You know, I mean, with our limited scientific knowledge, I'm sure, you know, I think we're not far off as far as there's probably a mechanism that our biology goes through as far as, like, sleeping, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, when you're overweight, you are less efficient at doing so, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing I can think
of.
But
it's breathing.
Right?
You know? It's just...
Well, I mean, have you ever, like, gotten... Do you know when you're, like, falling asleep and it's at the very tail end where you're just drifting that borderline between asleep and not, right?
Yeah.
And, like, every now and then you find yourself not... Having not breathed or taken a deep breath for, like, at least, like, 30 seconds, and you do a deep, like...
Yeah.
And then you're, like, out, basically, yeah, right? It's like that, you know, where I think the it's not... I don't know. I don't know how the right words to describe, but I feel like there is like a weird complication with how our body's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, when it is sleeping, like, yeah, you know, and I know that there's science, at least as far as like it's supposed to be cold, right? For example, okay, right? And okay, that helps us lull into a deeper sleep, right? When we first go to bed, you know, there's like a lot of that science.
Yeah.
So that tells me that there's probably a system that our bodies go through, long story short, well, you know.
I wonder, so, like, there has to be brain chemistry involved, right? Because, I mean, being fat is one thing, but there's people who are really skinny and in shape that have horrible sleep apnea. Like, mm-hmm, a good example is Jim Norton. Mm-hmm. He's a New York comic, old. Mm-hmm. He's been doing it forever. Jim Norton can't weigh more than, like, 160 pounds. Mm-hmm. He apneas about 110 times per hour. Hmm. So he's I have about the same level as him, and yeah, he's just a little guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
And like I wonder, it's like, yeah, what about it? Is it that your brain just goes limp and forgets how to breathe like that? Like, because as a big guy, sure, closure, laying down, throat closes, all the fat pushing down. Okay, mm-hmm, little guy.
What's your Xania?
Like, what's going on with that? The other thing is that as soon as I started fasting, mm-hmm, and working out again, it's only been 10 days. You know, like, mm-hmm, I'm not saying like, you know, like, oh my God, like, life is changing dramatically. But sure, I'm not falling asleep at work anymore.
Oh, good.
I'm not pissing myself anymore while I sleep.
Oh, good.
And even last night, I think I only woke up like 2 or 3 times, and only one of them I had to pee.
Wow.
And it's weird because it's only been 10 days. That shouldn't be enough, mm-hmm, realistically, that a guy at my size is severely reduced his sleep apnea based off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why I think, like, but what else is different? Well, I'm happier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more confident. You know, mm-hmm, I'm going about my day with better energy. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, is placebo a thing? And if placebo is a thing, then sleep apnea is definitely brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I mean, I'm not a fucking doctor. I got to wait till Tuesday to meet the guy. I'm excited to see.
Yeah. We can talk in circles about it.
I'm excited to see what he says, the pulmonologist dude. Mm. I like my pulmonologist. Like, he's the first no-nonsense doctor I've ever had.
Cool.
Like, he'll answer your questions. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, just fire him off, dog.
He literally, he'll talk to you like, if he's not doing this, he's going to be playing solitaire and he's not that concerned about it. You know? Like,
yeah.
He's like, go ahead, fire away, dickhead. Yeah, yeah. I'll talk to you all day. Like,
yeah. And you burn the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited to talk to him about it.
That's cool.
Because I trust this guy to help me get through this. Because,
yeah,
holy shit, dude.
I mean, there's a lot to be said about just, like, life balance and, like, you know, body balance and mind balance, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you know, there could be a plethora of things that lead to you just not getting restful sleep in general.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe you get anxiety because of that, which then domino effects back into not sleeping as well, yeah, yeah, you know? Right?
Dude, I was thinking about that the other day. I tried to give myself therapy. Now, okay. And, like, I've done this...
Meditation, or...?
Kind of. Mm-hmm. I did this once before when I was climbing that hill over and over and over again because I was afraid.
Lime Ridge?
Yeah, because I was afraid to take mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I used to, I mean, wow, this it's old. This would be in the vault. When we did the 100th episode, allegedly we did mushrooms. Allegedly. And I was really afraid to take mushrooms because I'd only ever taken acid, allegedly.
Right.
And it was a horrible, horrible, horrible day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was afraid that on air, if I took hallucinogens,
you would lose your
I'd
mind.
Become a little bitch. Mm-hmm. That's what I was afraid of. Mm-hmm. Like, I was afraid I was going to start crying and telling you guys I love you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or saying some shit I really shouldn't say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I just, I really feared that that was going to be the outcome, mm-hmm, not what it was, which was just a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this big ass hill in Lime Ridge, and it's, you know, you park right at the bottom of it, and the trail is straight fucking up,
mm-hmm,
right? And it's a big hill.
Yeah, yeah.
You get to the top of it.
And damn near 45, right?
Yeah, and when you get to the top, the view, 360, is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, you could see the water of Suisun Bay. You mm-hmm. could see the golf course in Walnut Creek into Danville mm-hmm. and Lafayette,
mm-hmm.
everything. Mm-hmm. You're so high up. Like, I still think, I think it's the tallest one in Concord that you can climb without, like, needing to know somebody, right? Like,
yeah.
you can't go up into the military base hills.
No.
But that one, like, when you're on top of it, you're like, yeah, I don't see one taller than this.
You get a wide view of a lot, honestly, which is really cool. It's like almost panoramic.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I always did my best not to take pictures.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I felt like you got to earn it if you want that view again.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I would climb up this hill over and over again. And while I was doing it, I'd ask myself the hard questions, the ones that you don't want to ask yourself, the ones that when you think of them, you immediately distract yourself.
Mm.
Or you get a quick emotion and then you distract yourself, or you just, I'm not,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's, I'm not even going to deal with this.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, even if it came up in a conversation, you would probably just get out of that conversation, mm-hmm. you know, without revealing yourself, mm-hmm. you know? So, you know, I asked myself those questions, you know, and like, they're not easy to answer, obviously, because they're your flaws.
Mm-hmm.
I pointed out my own flaws and started asking why and poking with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard. You mm-hmm. know, there was times where I would dig up like a old memory.
Yeah.
And then you'd really feel that, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, there was times where, like, you know, I'm not afraid to say I did cry on that hill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I dug too deep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's also times where, like, you know, I learned a lot. You know, I forgave my parents on that hill.
Mm.
I realized they were human on that mm-hmm. hill, right? Mm-hmm. I understood that, like, what if I was a fucking 24-year-old and I just had my second kid and I never went to college and was bouncing around trade jobs?
Yeah.
Right? Like, fuck. Like, you know, like, so I started trying to do that again the other day, mm-hmm. just in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Just gave myself an anxiety attack. I was like,
you need to be moving your body, I think.
Yeah.
When you're doing that.
And maybe talking to somebody that knows how to.
Yeah,
you know, I think I think the reason, because there's, what was it, there's life coaches,
mm-hmm.
there's psychologists,
mm-hmm.
there's psychiatrists.
Mm-hmm.
So a life coach kind of just puts you on a path.
Yeah.
They listen to you, but and they kind of go, okay, well, let's change.
Yeah, they're an objective perspective that can call, basically make you accountable, more or less.
A psychologist mm-hmm. is somebody that leads you down a rabbit hole and tries to find what's deeper that you're not addressing.
Mm-hmm.
A psychiatrist wants to give you drugs.
Yes.
You know, they're the ones that are like, your brain chemistry's all fogged up.
Try this shit. Yeah.
So
it's like a snake oil salesman.
Yeah. So it'd be smart to have somebody like in the middle that is leading you down the trail.
Mm.
You know, that, or I could just take mushrooms again. You know,
I mean,
fuck, start bringing all these questions up again.
Nature is the best teacher, dog.
It really is. You know? Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it a beautiful teacher?
But I mean, like, even just like in more ways than one, you know. Anyways, let's not get into that hippy dippy shit. But yeah, dude, the hill is very metaphorical, you know.
Yeah, because
it has a lot of meaning to it. For sure.
And it's also, it was just, God, it was so hard to climb it.
Yeah,
you know, and like,
dig deep for it.
Not only did I gain
hell of out of shape.
Oh yeah, and like, the, you know, it's kind of cool because I gained a lot of clarity mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I was done doing that, I was also able to jog a few miles straight.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because that whole track is about 3 miles.
Yeah,
and I remember one day just getting to the top, and I started jogging. I got all the way back to the car, and I was like, I just jogged 3 miles. Like,
yeah.
It was the first time I felt runner's high.
Yes, I was going to say that I've experienced that only a few times, and it's always, it can come in many forms, you know, like doing yard work, for example, that's really long and extensive.
Yeah.
If you push past the fucking, you know, heavy breathing in your body going like, stop, please, you know, right?
Yeah.
At some point, you get to a, like a kind of flow state, you know? Where, like, it's, the shit still sucks, you know, as you don't suddenly go away, you're like Super Saiyan.
And that's another way, like, why do we have to have that before we get into that flow state?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why can't we all just fucking, like, why do we have to, like,
I think
why
it's
is
a body mechanism again.
That we have to get winded if we have the ability to overcome it.
Mm-hmm. Right? I think it's literally like a, like a robot mecha transformation thing in the sense that, because we know that our bodies are designed to conserve energy, you know, right? So like naturally we get winded and lactic acid builds up quickly, right? But like they don't want us to exert energy unless like we're fucked, right?
Yeah.
And that's why adrenaline is like, it kind of activates that in a much more aggressive way, you know? But I do think that over just through evolution in general, the body has to go like, okay, cool, okay, all right, this is not just a conserving energy thing. This is okay, shit, and it has to turn its mode on. Yeah, you know?
So your brain's probably just like, oh, we're dying, we're gonna die. Go.
Yeah, or something of that, right? Or we're hunting and food, and and which then if we don't catch this food, we are gonna die. You know, like, you know, I think the brain is really powerful, and it really can, like a fucking G.I. Joe, swap different, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, because your hormones can balance out differently and just can completely fuck your whole body up in so many different ways.
Yeah, because remember once upon a time when we were all, like, way more primitive, you know, we all usually, like, to hunt, you know, would sprint and run for days, you know? Like, literally fucking days.
Bro, people,
dude, you know,
Manifest Destiny was people like walking and on horses and shit.
Not giving a fuck, dude. Saying? Yeah, like, we'll get there. Yeah, we'll fucking get there.
Point
it
fucking west.
Yeah, different people, different
listen
humans.
For the fucking ocean.
Different humans.
Yeah,
you know?
Fuck all that.
Humans,
dude,
nowadays would probably die halfway through walking across
humans
America.
Humans nowadays,
dude,
are so sad, like, that I need to bring up this topic because I've ended the last two episodes talking about it.
Yeah.
And never got into it.
Okay.
Shit buckets.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay. All right,
where are we in this?
Yes.
This shit buckets thing is a whole thing, all right? Because I've got theories. I've got questions.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So I worked at this fake school. Fake bullshit ass, fake stupid fake school. And if you work there, I'm sorry. You work at a fake school.
Oh, big sad.
Dude, so they tell us, this is, it's a front. That's what it is. It's not a fucking, they tell you when you go in that this is like some, it's an academy, right? Okay. And this academy is full of future alumni of like Harvard and Yale and Stanford and Brown. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's totally bullshit, right? So you,
that's baiting up the city.
You step into the first, your first impressions of the academy. It's down a private road. And it shares one thing with this private road that happens to be across the street directly. That's a power plant. There's This was land for a power plant.
Okay.
Then they chunked out a little bit for this academy. So
they can turn your kids into mutant kids.
Bro, it's fenced off with 15-foot-high fences. To keep the Yale students in. Or to keep the trash out, I guess.
Keep the mutant fucking students in, dude.
And your bright future is the power plant across the street. So you get in there. Because there's a power plant across the street, there's like a fuck ton of generators and stuff on the campus.
Yeah.
And there's power lines everywhere.
Oh,
right?
My God.
All of the classrooms are portables. For these future, you know, Harvard.
Of course.
Stanford alum of America.
They don't need state-of-the-art.
The windows are barred.
They are the state-of-the-art.
The windows are barred.
What?
Yeah, because you don't want them to...
Is there barbed wire on top of the fences, too?
You don't want somebody to break into the classroom and disrupt.
Is there a metal door on the front door, you know?
It's pretty locked down.
What the fuck, dude?
Right?
What?
Yeah, so then you're thinking to yourself, you know, it's like, this is... The movers and shakers of tomorrow, huh?
What are they afraid of? Is there a pedophile problem over there or something?
No, because it's about to start all coming together.
Okay.
So
I'm sorry, I'm just so confused.
Oh, I know. I know, because you've so far heard what the teachers have been telling me.
Yeah.
It's academy with students of the future.
Future!
Yeah. And you look around, you feel like you're just in like an EDM, or not an EDM, you feel like you're like in a Bay Area rap video. Of the students, it's a continuation school. All of the students are like they're getting high in the bathroom. They're fighting.
What the fuck?
They're banging.
Really?
They're, you know, throwing up gang signs and laughing at each other and shit.
No shit, really?
Like, not a white kid to be found. I'm just saying. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Not an Asian either.
But like, wait, I thought these were all like kids. How old are these?
This is apparently... like fourth or fifth grade through high school.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and there's a kindergarten on the campus, which makes no sense to me. Doesn't belong to them.
Huh?
Yeah, it's just two other portables that's apparently a kindergarten.
I'm so confused,
dude, right? The kitchen, the air conditioner for the kitchen's broken. So in the spring and summer, all the food melts because the fridges can't keep
it's
up with all the heat.
It's just a glorified daycare.
It's a daycare. It's a
fucking daycare.
It's a fucking... absolute continuation school. It's a last hope for these kids, right? Like, And the whole time they're telling me that, you know, these are the kids, man. And like, I'm working in the office.
Yeah.
I'm listening to them get in trouble for smoking weed.
Yeah.
Fighting, playing dice in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
What's the word for it? Plotting, conspiring, conspiring.
Yeah.
For some fucked up shit. Like, constantly their parents are coming up and picking them up and they're high as fuck, crying and shit. And like, you got to get buzzed into the fucking prison gate.
Like, Jesus Christ. Jeez, dude.
Man. And then like all over the place, dude, just Harvard flags, Stanford flags.
I want to see this, some evidence, dude. I need some like, I need some like records. Yeah. I need something, dude.
And I went there like 3 or 4 times and like the head coordinator is just wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, like I just, she's great. Mm-hmm. She's probably around my age and I'm just in love with her. So I just go and stare into her eyes and tell her everything that's wrong with her school. And,
in hopes that she listens.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. Like this time I was in her office.
Yeah.
And I came out of her office and my whole team's just out in the other, in the next room. Just like, okay, John. Yeah. All right. All right. All right. I see what you're doing in there.
I see you. Yeah, calm like, down there, pal.
I like, I love her. You guys back off.
Yeah, yeah. He's damn near barking, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, she would always tell me that shit, all that bullshit. And then finally, I met this really honest, cool teacher. And he was like an immigrant from Ireland. And
cool.
It was really hard not to do the accent.
Yeah.
I promise that.
Yeah.
And,
does he have a thick accent?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
He just got here.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, he just got here.
He just got here.
He just had one. I don't even know how I got this job.
Hey, dude, we were top 10 podcasts in Ireland? For a brief time. No, not this show, actually. City Bumpkins was.
Yeah, we were number 6 in Ireland.
City Bumpkins, number 6 in Ireland for a week.
And we chased those potato farmers back to hell.
Yes. Yes. And then the show never came back.
Yeah. So, So what I found out was.
Sorry, Cody. We love you, buddy.
We still love you, Cody.
Yes, we do.
Enjoy whatever, I don't know, meteors. I don't know what you guys like out there.
Meteors?
Fucking out in the booth.
Out of all of the things. Out of all of the things.
Yeah, I got nothing to do. Just watch the sky and hope for colors.
Don't we also have meteors here?
Yeah, but we've got other shit going on. If we miss them, it's fine. You know, they miss a meteor. It's like a fucking, your whole week's fucked up. That's the whole town's talking about it.
It's a newspapered event.
Yeah, dude. That's a thing. All right?
The community gathers for it. Oh, my God.
So I talked to this one teacher. He was such an honest man, and he told me what it is they hire these young teachers, you know, young teachers, and they're only like 22, 23. And
22.
They work them to the bone, and then they get them to... They put in all the overtime with just no benefits, and then eventually they work them to death, and they decide to get out.
McGregor.
And as soon as they get out, they just find another batch of young teachers. It's never ending. It's really, honestly, it's brutal.
And Irish is hard to do. I can't believe you're doing that.
There are all these just Harvard and Stanford grads, and they've never spent their day around a black in their life, and they think that they're going to come in here and fucking change everybody's time and life like there's just some beautiful poetry. But no, they fucking hate them.
He warped back to America for a second. The beautiful poetry.
They fucking hate them, every single one of them. There's no respect. They just think that they're pretty little white girls. They ain't never struggled in their fucking life. Now they're over here teaching the blacks. That's crazy. I don't even know how I got a job here. I love it, though. I fucking love it. I get drunk every night. Living in walking distance. Yeah, he was cool. He was really honest.
God,
so yeah, so like
it's that's
like,
hilarious, bro.
So the teachers, they're the ones.
Oh man, the segue.
The teachers are the ones that are like the future Harvard, Stanford, Brown alumni of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're pretending it's the students. Really, it's the teachers that are college kids that are doing shit like they're filling out. They're doing their masters. You know what I'm saying? Like they were all students. They were all Ivy League students. So they're pairing Ivy League students with like forgotten Richmond ghetto poor people.
What the fuck?
And they think they're going to like just turn it around like that one movie with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
And it obviously just doesn't fucking happen.
No,
ever.
Dude.
And so I noticed one thing, just to set that all up. I notice in a classroom every now and then, a bucket with a toilet seat lid on it. And at first I didn't think of nothing, and then I finally looked at one and it said emergency toilet And it'll be like class room number 24.
Oh, fuck no.
And then it says do not remove.
Oh, fuck
so, no. So let's break this down. First of all.
Oh, my God.
First of all, there's a reason that they have an emergency toilet, right? But second of all.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Not only did they find out that they were going to need an emergency 5-gallon bucket toilet, then they figured out they were going to need one for every classroom. Then they had a problem with knowing whose shit buckets is whose, so they had to label them for the classroom. And then they had to add do not remove on the shit bucket. See, I think this is like 4 or 5 different things that happened. I think one kid violently shit all over himself, and they're like, we need to have a bucket. And then the next time he did it, he was in a different room. You know what I'm saying? And then one day, you know, he brought his shit bucket from one classroom to another and then forgot about it and shit himself somewhere else. So they're like, we're going to need one in every room, and we're going to need a number of them. And then finally, you know, he started walking off with the shit buckets, and like, look, bud, you keep fucking shitting your pants, all right? Don't fucking take the bucket. The bucket is for you, you slop pig fuck, all right? Don't haul off with it. this is to be here in this classroom only. And by the way, these classrooms, they're classrooms in a portable. There's no bathroom.
Yeah.
This is by the teacher's desk.
Yeah.
Emergency toilet.
You just remember Papa Class Squat.
41.
Oh, my God.
Do not remove. On all of them.
You think they had like a stomach virus epidemic, you know?
Oh, man. I would hope so. I would fucking hope so. So then I asked, right? I took a picture. Well, I didn't ask the Irish guy. I asked the lady I like. And I was like, we need to talk about this. And I showed her the picture I took.
We need to talk about this.
And she's like, oh, this is
serious business right now.
We have those in case we go into lockdown. And I looked at her and I said, how long are you guys fucking going into lockdown?
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you. It's going to take a long time for me to shit in that bucket in front of all my classmates.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, dude. Did they go into a lockdown and somebody needed to fucking shit their brains out?
Yep.
Oh,
Five hours, pussy.
What the
fuck? 5 hours this kid couldn't
also,
last.
Also, why were they locked down for 5 hours?
Well, I don't know. These are the
future.
That's
what I really wanted to know.
Maybe there was just so many Harvard and Yale future college scouts coming into the campus at once to get all these kids out that they had to close the 15 high-foot gates. In the stranded nothing area. Just a fucking power plant. Who came through? Magneto? Fucking. I don't know what they're in lockdown for, but I think 5 hours, I'm still not using that bucket.
Like, what is there to rob in that? You know, like.
I don't know. I guess the students. They
I
got,
guess.
Like, Gucci wallets,
you know,
and chains and shit.
Oh,
but
do they? They have fancy.
No,
things?
No, I was just being racist.
Oh, okay.
No,
they're
uniform.
I'm looking for either. Hold on. Sorry.
No, I think. I mean, what they went into lockdown for, I have no idea. But, I mean, my whole thing is like, I couldn't imagine getting to the point where I'm a 14-year-old boy, an adolescent going through puberty and managing the social construct of being a teenager, right? Mm-hmm. Where everything you watch is hyper-observed. Not only by the adults in your life, but by your peers under the pressure of not being a lame, right?
Yeah. Oh, so, a lame.
So how long does it take you to crack and shit in that bucket in front of everybody? Because I'll tell you what, it's a lot fucking more than 5 hours. I'll shit my pants in front of you guys before I cry and go to the emergency. Like, because you know that guy's
bucket.
Crying. You know whoever's using the bucket's crying while they're doing it because it's the most
humiliating, dude.
Yeah, it's the worst moment of your fucking life. Yeah. There's no way you're not crying. And the crying's making it worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone's like, oh my fucking
I'd
God.
Pee in the bucket and like miss a bunch and have a laugh, but like, there's no fucking way, dude.
I'd have a laugh.
I'm not going to go full World War One in the trenches with these people, dude. Like, there's girls in that class.
No, there's no reason to fucking do that shit.
Oh, my God, dude. 14-year-old boy?
Maybe they had explosive diarrhea. And
better.
Really nervous in the get-go, and they had to hold it for 5 hours. Yeah, that's how long as they could hold
would
it
you,
for.
All right.
Who knows?
Real talk. Would you shit your pants or would you shit in the bucket? God, they both have horrible consequences,
yeah,
right? See, if you shit in the bucket, that's like you're a farm animal, right? Like you're you're being observed. People are laughing, talking shit, you know, throwing stuff at you. The teacher's but trying like, to defend you.
Shit but then your pants is also the
shit
same.
Your pants is just like, yeah, like, oh, dude, now you stink. Right? That's not good.
And everyone's going to know.
You're getting rashy cheeks.
Everyone's going to know.
Oh, yeah, and they're not going to want to stand around you anymore. Yeah.
You know, like.
Goddamn. Sink or swim. I don't know.
Right. You know, the only way shitting your pants would work is if you, like, owned it like a fucking. Yeah. Thug,
I'm not
dude.
Shitting that buggy, you pussy.
You know, like you did you shit your pants? You deadpan like, yes, I did.
Want some?
Is there a problem?
Yeah.
You want some? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I mean, just devolve into fucking like.
Put your hand in your pants and grab some. Ah, bitch! Start waving around like a pocket knife. Oh my god, dude! I just
that's fucked up.
I can't see that world where I need to shit. I can't.
Yeah,
I
don't know, dude.
It makes me sad.
I would have to have a freak scenario of like where your stomach is fucked up and was, you know when your stomach is like, oh, I need to shit like now, you know?
Yeah, and even then.
And that happens at the very beginning, you know?
Oh, man. You know, that gets worse as we get older. That's what I feel like. I feel like I had tighter butt cheeks as a young boy.
Well, also the things that we eat are less tolerable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right? Like our bodies can't really handle the rancid, you know, fucking potion of
anger.
Bullshit.
Filth and anger
that we put into our bodies.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Just hate.
Well, yeah, I can't bring the words to the amount of bad shit that
God
our bodies
himself
take in.
Couldn't identify out the ingredients.
Yeah, dude. You know, so, and as you get older, your body can't really, doesn't really have the tolerance for that.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God, dude. It's, yeah, I think back in the day, I had some pretty powerful ass cheeks.
Yo, dude, as a kid, also powerful stomach.
Well, because like we were always
on anything and everything.
Oh yeah, but we were always like on foot, you know, or maybe you had a scooter or a bike. But you know, like you know, we were out like all day, every day, you know, especially during like spring break or summer or winter break.
Yeah.
Like,
you're,
you know, you get up and you go. Like, my parents fucking hated me. It was time to go every day.
Yeah,
so, like,
Yeah,
I'd be with Miguel, and we'd be on foot for like 12, 14 hours, and like, there'd be times where you're walking, and all of a sudden, now you have to shit really bad.
Yeah.
And you stand in one place, and you squeeze your
cheeks.
Yeah,
you
just
hold it in, dude.
And eventually it passes, and then you were able to walk for a couple more miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, scoots no fucking,
nope.
No, I start sweating, I get dizzy, I'll get a cramp.
dude.
Mom calls, I don't know what to do.
I would like to assume that it's like our bodies are, you know, like squeezing every last little bit of anything we can get out of it when we're young, you know, and it compacts into a proper missile, if you will.
Yeah. Well, I heard.
And then when you're an adult, if it's not great and it can't use all of it, it's just like once it's ready, it's not a proper compact missile.
Oh,
so
my God,
it's coming whether you like it or not.
Splash,
you know?
Bro. It's a slide through.
Maybe
not
always as like rock solid as it was when you were a kid.
Oh,
you know?
My God. That's for damn sure. Yeah. That's for damn sure. But yeah, so
this is the poop cast.
I kept talking about like right at the episode because I really wanted to talk about these poop buckets like a while ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to finally get to these poop buckets. Now, there's a lot of things on this list I've been wanting to talk to.
Yeah, I see some interesting ones for sure.
First of all, have you seen the new Fallout show?
Watch the first episode.
I watched the whole thing already.
Oh, damn.
It's great.
Yeah, everyone has been saying it's really good.
I thought, personally, like, but just like The Last of Us, they did their homework, but they made their own thing, kind of.
Mm.
You know, that's how I felt about it. It's like, because I only played Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Right? So the ghoul.
With the dog and stuff.
The ghoul was in there,
and
dog meat was in 4, which is, you know, in this one.
Yep.
The scientist was in 4.
Cool.
The mech suits, the T-60s were in 4.
Yeah.
So everything in this was in
that.
4.
Yeah, it's clearly referencing the more modern Fallout.
But it's like it's its own story.
Cool.
That's what I really like, you know, because they have the multiple characters. There's Maximus, who's part of the Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. So they have the whole Brotherhood storyline.
Yeah.
They have the Vault Survivor.
Uh-huh.
They have the Bandits and the Raiders, Pirates.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they did a really good job of being like, there was a lot in Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, let's find a way to kind of bring you all of it.
Yeah.
And what feels like a new story.
Yeah, I'm glad that they weren't just going like, hey, remember this? Hey, remember that? Hey, remember this? You know, instead like, it's it like, feels like it's filled in there.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like little tokens of like, oh, yeah. Nice. I like that they got that. Yeah,
like, well, it feels like it's...
Or it's like, yes, I wanted to see like the robots.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those things where it's like, ooh, yeah, I wanted to see one of these fucking robots.
Yeah, it feels like all the elements of nostalgia are layered within the world versus just showing up into your face, you know?
But then also, how much... Cool. Does the timeline of Fallout make no sense? Where they're watching like CRTV black and white screens, but they have like holotech and nanotech and like can fucking like astro project off their Pip-Boys. And, like,
yeah.
They have helper robots and doctor robots. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and all the cars are like from the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's such a weird time zone.
Right.
But because that's what Fallout is, it's okay.
Right.
You know, because you're that's what Fallout is.
Yeah.
But it also just kind of makes you really kind of think about it for a second. It's like, yeah, Fallout was, what a strange time zone that was actually kind of set in. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It was very 60s, I think.
Yeah, like, no, it's supposed to be that era and then like a different world of like how they interpret technology.
Exactly,
you know?
Right? Because they weren't like playing video games, but they had robots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then they, you know, their drugs were just like a whole different level, and like, but at the same time, yeah, you have like a Impala from the 50s,
right?
You know, they still had like box heavy metal cars,
Yeah, like said, but, CRT, yeah. Like tube TVs, you yeah, know, yeah. Like you're saying,
yeah, it's that's kind of a fun perspective radios. Of yeah, like just old how radios. it's like really just like they dropped in some random jets and shit every now and then. Mm-hmm. Into a 60s thing. Mm-hmm. But I've been really liking Fallout. I hope they do another season, just like they're going to do another Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me want to play Fallout again.
Yeah. Just Fallout's like been getting a surge of popularity again.
I'm thinking about playing both of the Last of Us games because they both got remastered recently.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Assassin's Creed's got remastered.
Nice.
And I think there's like two that I want to play. I've been playing hella games.
Yeah?
I played the new Ratchet and Clank.
Cool. Oh, sick. Yeah, I didn't even know there's a new one.
We had like a little hiatus. Mm. And well, I got the newest.
Mm.
I don't know. It came out with the PS5. So I don't know when that was. But
I fell off after the trilogy, basically.
When was the PS5 come out? 2019, 2020? Something. Came out during the pandemic, I think. Like right in the beginning. I don't know. It's the one that came out with the PS5, though. And in this one, it's interdimensional, it's multiverse, so there's a Lady Ratchet and a Lady Clank. Short storyline, very nostalgic, fantastic. I mean, there's something about just, you know, very linear, break all the boxes you can for coins so you can get all the cool weapons.
Yeah.
Fight the horde.
Yeah.
And level's over, you did it. Like, just simple, right? Because I needed, like, a little bit of, like, a palate cleanser after Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm playing Ghost of Tsushima.
Nice. I hear that's really good, too.
Dude.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that
one. I'm
in it
for the long haul.
Yeah.
I'm already in it for the long haul. What a game.
I've heard really good things.
Yeah, what a game, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, what I really like is it's a different style of sword play
because
you have to be patient,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's like...
You just gung-ho it.
Yeah, because it looks like hack and slash because you're fighting off sometimes a lot of dudes at once, but you can't just go in there and do that.
Get his button mash.
You'll just die every time. Mm-hmm. All the enemies, like, whether or not they're holding a sword and a shield, a spear,
mm-hmm.
or a heavy hammer, or an archer, they have to be fought differently.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting a mix of them in, like, these groups.
Cool.
And, like, you have these stances that help you fight different ones, right? Mm-hmm. So you're constantly, like, assessing who you're fighting, making sure you're using the right stance while you're fighting them, which is quick buttons. You know, you're not like opening up a screen, choosing the stance. No, sure. It's like R2 circle, R2 X, R2 square, like to switch between the different stances. And then,
damn,
you know, it's got its archery, it's got its fun little ninja weapons.
Mm.
But it really makes you be patient, which is what I like.
Cool.
Because, like, there's been times where, like, I just get like rage and like I just go in there and start hitting the buttons.
Yeah,
you're gonna die every time.
Yeah.
You die every time. Mm-hmm. And I like that because if you know, like there's times where like I get jumped by like 7 dudes and I start hitting that button and I die.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's times where I like encounter the same 7. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, be patient one at a time. And I get through all of them without taking any damage. Like it really does make you like slow down.
Yeah.
Learn how to parry, mm-hmm. right, correctly, because it's very rewarding to parry in this game.
Yep.
Where a lot of sword games, I felt like parry's a cool option. Mm-hmm. If you know how to parry, that's really good. Mm-hmm. But in this game, it's like, no, you better know how to fucking parry, yeah, or you're never going to touch somebody with that sword, and you're going to keep getting fucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You better be patient, or you're just going to keep getting fucked. Mm. And otherwise, if you are patient, oh, man, the sword play is so fun.
Satisfying.
The environment is beautiful. Mm. It's got that kind of feel of, like, kind of like, you know, it's like The Witcher, where you can follow the main story, but it's up to you when you do it.
Cool.
You know? So it's like, in the beginning, and this is, I'm only in the beginning, you're on, you with your samurai, like samurai do, go ride to your death at a beach. Okay. Because for some reason, samurais love dying.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen The Last Samurai? Mm-hmm. They just march into the Gatling gunfire.
Yep.
Even Tom Cruise was like, this is, are you sure?
Yeah.
And everybody's like,
yes.
Yes, honorable. You honor of
him. Die in war and die in battle.
Knew him for a sticky race. You and me, we ride to death together to honor this village. The village would never go down in our hearts and sir. And then they just ride into fucking death. And that's what they do in this game.
Yep.
Is they're like, oh, the Mongols are coming. And they're like, we need to die to the Mongols. And then they run out to the Mongols and they get fucking slaughtered. And your uncle gets taken. And you're like the only one that survives. Like, everybody just thinks you're dead. And now you're the ghost, right? Because you're, everybody thinks you're dead. And then you come back and you're like royalty. You already were.
Yeah.
And they're like, holy shit, you're alive. And you're like, yeah, and I'm the only samurai, so point me to Mongols. I'm going to start slicing their fucking heads off.
Damn.
And then, like, as you go, you could start getting upgrades to do more mutilation.
Oh.
So you start seeing limbs come off. You start seeing heads come off.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? It gets better with that, too. And it's really cool because it's like, so the uncle gets taken, and you're like, okay, I need to do these six things to make a plan to free my uncle. So that'll be, like, six parts of one big mission. There'll be six small missions that you have to do to put together one big one to do that. And in the meantime, you're in an entirely open world, and there's undiscovered locations with random storylines, tales, as they call some of them, random challenges, collectibles, and things like that. So, like, the first day, I did, like, one storyline quest, and then for, like, 7 hours, just got distracted exploring the world before doing anything further.
Cool.
To the point where I realized, it's like, oh, I need to do like that second storyline mission so I can get a bow. Because I'm over here way across the map trying to take down.
Fucked up way too far.
Yeah, I'm trying to take down full encampments. I don't have any like tricks or techniques or a bow or anything yet. I'm just trying to sword everybody to death.
Got a little too excited.
Getting fucked up. Just getting mad, trying it like 15 times and then realizing finally like, okay, there's some form of level system.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you played Dark Souls yet?
No.
The only reason why I ask is because between Assassin's Creed and Valhalla and now this game, you know, which would seem to require a little more skill.
Yeah,
you know?
Fun.
It sounds like you're liking it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I you know, folks, I think, you know, thickness is because career in Dark Souls might be nearing. You know, because that's all that game is, dude. It's patience, rolling out of the way at the right time, knowing the mechanics, you know, and then victory.
I mean, it might be, you know, after Ghost, it might be worth it, because I really do.
I'd play with you, dude, because you can do co-op.
I think this is the first time that a game was, like, hard that I've enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times, like, it's like, you know, a shooting game where all the NPCs have perfect aim. That's not fun.
Or a bunch of RPGs.
Fuck all that, dude.
Yeah, sure.
At one point, I don't like this. I don't even want to play this anymore. I'm going to jump the difficulty.
There are a few moments in Dark Souls where you're just like, this was just put in just to fuck me in the ass. And it drives. There are a few moments like that. I won't deny that.
That's fine.
But there are plenty of moments where you'll die of something many times over, and then finally, like, the light bulb will just click on how you kill it, and they're worshiping like, fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! You know, with a boss or something? Dude, it's euphoric, dude.
Yeah. See, what I don't like is, like, you know, like, the forest, I think, was a good example, because I really liked the forest, but then the first time you get actually raided, when you have your shit kind of together, it just felt impossible for us to bounce back.
Yeah.
We were gathering wood.
So long.
We were fixing our fences, and it would take so long to do it, by the time we'd get anything going again, even close to resetting.
Yeah.
It's nightfall, and this horde's bigger. Like, it just became, like, I can't even play this now.
Yeah, like, what the are we game almost formed in two ways where either you either A, have a big group and you're all actively playing together.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you building up is fast, doing things is fast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or you're in a smaller group and you don't set, you just move progressively. You don't ever settle in one spot. Yeah. You know, you're making those little one use camps and stuff and then moving on to the next thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like, because I've done that with Johnny a couple of times, and it's fun to play that way because then things are way more spookier.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
never
yeah.
know when things are nearby. Yeah, you know? Yeah. But other than that, supposedly the Sons of the Forest, the sequel,
yeah,
is
yeah.
much better.
Okay.
And we haven't tried that, but it's apparently significantly better.
Oh, okay.
And they took all the best parts of the first game and just, you know,
yeah.
added to it.
I like that. So, okay. So. Yeah, I got PlayStation Plus the middle tier.
No, oh, cool.
It came with a huge catalog of games. Oh, yeah. I need to get my money's worth.
Like what generation of games? PS3, PS4?
No, PS4 or 5. Cool. It's essentially the same as Game Pass.
Oh.
It's just a big catalog of, if you bought this tier, you're free to download and play.
Cool.
And like, what was it? The tiers go from like, I think it's like 80 to like 115 to like 135, right?
Oh, so, a month or what?
A year.
Oh.
I always go by the year. I never pay by month because I'll either forget or I don't want the subscription.
I do that same shit.
And there's usually some kind of discount.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's like for 80, you just get online. But then if you're willing to throw in another $35, you get Ubisoft Plus and a huge catalog of games.
Yeah.
So it's like $35 more. I immediately downloaded the new Ratchet and Clank and Ghost of Tsushima. That's $140.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. We got our monies back in two games. And there's good games on there. Like I said, it's Ubisoft Plus.
Yeah.
So, like, Assassin's Creed 3 had a remake. Rogue had a remake.
I didn't know 3 had a remake.
Yeah. Remaster. Rogue had a remaster.
Okay, yeah.
I think one had a remaster recently that's really big. Because Mirage sucked a lot of dick and nobody cares about it.
Yeah.
Dude, Mirage must have sucked so bad. On the PlayStation Store, if you watch the trailer, it's not the same Assassin's Creed. It's not the right Assassin's Creed game.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, I watched the trailer for it, and then I watched the trailer for, I think it was Assassin's Creed 2.
Uh-huh.
And it was the same trailer.
Oh, they used Assassin's Creed 2 trailer for the Mirage?
Yeah, because I remember the Mirage trailer from when it debuted, and I was like, what is this? This looks, like, horrible. Like, these graphics are really bad. Like, like, this doesn't really look like a step up from Valhalla.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, no, this is the wrong... They put the wrong fucking...
I had never even heard of Mirage.
It was bad.
You know?
Came out in October.
That's wild. I wonder why that tanked so bad.
It tanked bad.
I'll have to look into that.
It tanked bad like South Park, bro. It's like it's already on sale. You know, nobody's buying Mirage at full price.
Wait, South Park, the new South Park game?
Yeah, it sucked.
Really? It tanked?
It tanked hard.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
It was really bad.
I know, because we watched that... Did we watch the trailer?
Yeah.
Show?
I was so excited.
Yeah, dude.
I was one of the most excited.
That sucks. Why was it bad?
They didn't take chances with the dialogue, which is South Park's entire thing.
Yeah.
The dialogue was very generic and safe.
Yeah.
They made it a kid-friendly game.
No.
There's only 5 levels.
South Park is not a kid-friendly show.
No. There's only 5 levels, and at the end of every level, you lose everything, and you start over from new, and the levels take about 45 minutes.
Oh.
So within 5 hours, you've played the whole game. There's no real progression.
It's not like RPG, like Stick of Truth or
No.
What?
Which is what they should have done.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be.
No, it's bad. And then the dialogue's just no story, no chances.
Blows.
It's like they just handed it to them and then we're like, we don't need to look
at
it.
That's kind of, it makes me feel bad also, like in a similar way to a Rebirth, Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, a lot of people are like, yeah, dude, like, it's just a lot of mini games and not a lot of substance, you know.
I'm hearing that
things are forced.
I'm hearing that the first half was definitely way better.
Yeah.
And the first half's in that catalog. So I'm going to play that shit, too. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I hate that they used Ubisoft Towers, which are the ones where you have to, like, climb the tower and get to the top so you unlock the region or whatever, you know? And it's like, that was fun the one time it was done, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why every fucking gaming company had to pick up that system and now, you know, that's what they're called, you know, Ubisoft Towers, right? So it's like, because there's no reason to do it. You know, there's no, you don't get any bit of lore, or there's not any kind of bit of story or narrative that unfolds when you climb these towers. It's literally just a time filler, you know? And it's like, I don't, guys, there's better ways to discover your world, you know, than just padding time. You know, that's what it is. Yeah, you know?
I feel that.
And I it just, it's a shame that Final Fantasy VII, because I was interested, I didn't think that the first remake was amazing, but I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, like, I had fun.
Updated and,
like,
graphics. A Buster sword that looks cooler. Again.
Yeah, the twists and turns they added to it in the first half of the game was, you know, tolerable. You know, I didn't hate it. I thought it was a little bit weird at first, but I didn't mind, right?
Yeah.
So it's just a big shame to find that this one in particular is just not...
Not
hitting
good.
It, yeah, you know, not as, like, just kind sales of wise apart. Too. It's also really.
Do you think
low.
They should have just copied what they did with one and kept the story moving forward? Like, same kind of game, just moved the
they
story.
They should have just fucking remade the original game,
like
know?
They were already doing.
Like, then just add a little bit of flair here and there. But they just—I don't know why they got so obsessed with doing mini games. You know, because that's what a lot of people are saying, is that there's just tons of things to do, but none of it has any real weight or value to the world. You know?
And it's interesting because, you know, we've talked about, like, a good video game is $1 an hour. Yeah. But then you see games like that, well, it's like, okay, well, now you're
padding time.
You're padding time, you're squeezing pennies. Where a game like Spider-Man, if I platinum Spider-Man, it took about 36 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's not $1 an hour, but I easily would have paid $2 an hour to play Spider-Man.
Yeah. Because then you get into the conversation of quantity versus quality.
Exactly.
You
know? Like, The Witcher. That's like 130 hours of good content.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like gopher missions or mini games. Like,
right.
Just keep moving. Mm-hmm. Keep story mm-hmm. after story. And that's what Ghost of Tsushima is. It's just story after story. Yeah. And it's a beautiful world.
Everything connects in some way
or
another.
They give you an option in the beginning to play it in black and white like a Kurosawa film.
Cool. That's sick.
Like if you want, you can go Kurosawa.
It's dope.
You can at will change to English with subtitles, Japanese with English subtitles, and then just straight Japanese.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad that game, because again, like I heard a while ago when it first came out, that it was definitely going to be one of the better games, you know?
Yeah, well, also.
And I'm glad that it still holds up.
Also, I got to say, the PS5 is just a better console. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Just for the controller.
Yeah.
Even if.
Really?
I would say get a PS5 controller for your gaming controller on your computer over an Xbox controller.
You like
controller.
It that much?
Oh, my God.
Really?
First of all, ergonomic. Fits in your hand so much better. Second of all, built-in speaker. Oh. So when you're playing games, sounds are coming through your controller.
Sick. Just like
when you shoot a web.
Four, I think, right? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
When you shoot a web, you hear them.
Sick.
When your phone rings, it's in your hand. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The sensitive triggers. You can have it to where the left and the R2 and L2 are pressure sensitive for some games. So you can only like push them in like maybe a quarter, maybe a half, maybe one a quarter and one and a half. Like,
cool.
And they actually give you resistance back. Like it's not like, can you just push it far enough correctly?
I remember
it's
this.
Actually kind of giving you a little bit of,
it's like haptic
give.
Feedback, I think is what the technology is.
And just, chargeable. And my phone cable for the first time actually charges my controller.
It's USB-C?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, because, like, I've always had Android.
Yeah.
So every PlayStation controller that was wireless.
It was like a mini display port or something.
Is always what Android had. So.
Or a mini
but
USB or whatever.
It would always keep my controller on. It would never charge it.
Mm.
Now it charges it. Mm-hmm. Like, charges it. And it's fucking, God damn it, that's awesome.
It's nice when everything is cohesive, right?
Yeah. And then the console itself, it's just better, dude. It's just, fuck the Xbox. I mean, I love that Xbox.
Yeah.
I look at it like a piece of trash now.
Yeah.
I literally look at it like it's a gen behind, and it's the same gen.
Mm.
It's and it's like, I don't even have the argument that the Xbox is the slim version. I bought the slim PS5.
Mm-hmm.
I have the cheaper version of both consoles, and the PS5... by leaps and bounds.
Just knocks it out the park.
Holy shit.
That's crazy.
They separate your media from your games.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Yeah, the UI here is like literally more conducive to like an entertainment
bro,
system.
Bro, when you open the store, you don't.
Yeah.
You just keep scrolling and you're in it now.
Cool. Cool.
Right? Load There's no load thing. Screen with a PlayStation symbol for a second. Not even a fast one. Mm. It's built just into the fucking home.
Cool.
So like you literally just click over to it and then you click down like you would anything else on a PlayStation.
And then bam, store.
And you're in the store.
Dope.
There's no loading screen.
Dope.
Same thing with your PlayStation Plus.
See, that kind of stuff I'm interested in because that's like, you know, it's processing
next,
power.
It's
and
next
all
level.
That. Yeah.
I'm almost ready to start putting all my streaming services on it just to see if they look different.
Yeah.
You know, just to see if they look I've got a Fire Stick.
The apps probably will load better, honestly. Yeah. You know?
Well, I've got a Fire Stick. I'm wondering if the PS5 would make any difference versus just like a standard Fire Stick.
Depends. Quality. Do you have a 4K HDMI cable?
Yeah.
You do?
It came with it.
Yeah, so I mean, your PS5 would effectively work as like a Blu-ray player.
Yeah,
you know?
So it fucking even Netflix would be better. Mm. Fuck the Xbox.
Yeah, unless your Fire Stick is 4K capable, and so is your TV. You need like all of it to be pretty much 4K capable.
It all is.
Or up, you know.
I've got a 4K Fire Stick, 4K TV.
So it probably...
It'd probably be
about
the same.
More or less the same, okay. You know. You would get... app performance and slower buffering times and all that you know, like that's probably what you'd be getting over.
Also,
on the PS5.
I know we're doing these hour episodes now, but I wanted to say real quick, Pokemon Go is going through a really big change right now.
Oh.
There's a lot of updates coming in the next couple weeks.
Oh, really?
And the first one I noticed is it's a lot smoother now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, when you open it, like the fluidity and motion.
It's not as jittery as it was.
Yeah, it's very smooth now. Mm-hmm. It's noticeably different.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like me, and you've had Pokemon Go on your phone for like 8 years, but you know you open it once every couple of months, open it up, do that forced update, and check it out real quick. Mm-hmm. It actually looks that much better.
Yeah, I uninstalled it for like I think the second or third time now.
Yeah, I just stopped uninstalling it. I just leave it alone when I'm done playing it. I'll come back to it.
I keep feeling that way, but then I never open it for a while, and then I uninstall it, and I guess I don't mind reinstalling.
I treat it the same way I treat like my T-Mobile app.
Yeah,
it's just like part of my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get interested enough to open it every now and then, but then when I do, like I'm on it.
Hmm.
Like fuck yeah, dude!
I have such a purging mentality.
Purge,
you know. After a while, like I just go like needing the need to erase everything. You know? Like just how my brain.
Yeah.
I think that's my defense mechanism against anxiety.
I'm done.
Get rid of it all.
It's gone.
Get rid of it all.
It's gone. We'll start.
It's gone.
Start fresh.
yeah.
Start from zero.
First fucking.
It can't be fucked up. It starts from zero because I'll watch it grow.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Exactly. Boy, yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
That's my roots right there, dude.
Well, that's the episode for you this week, folks.
We're doing an hour now,
we're
boys
doing an
and
hour.
Girls.
We're not scaling it back, but what we're doing instead is we're vaulting. We're gonna start making more and more content instead of slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
This is like it looks like slowing down to you, but really what we're doing is we're adding like 30% more work.
Yeah. We're gonna be an hour long now. Show. Eat my dick if you have a problem with it.
Two dicks, bitch.
Yes, bitch.